Also, the shiurim of this month is dedicated by Mr. Isaac Yakubov, Leilui Nishmat Mafrat Bat Chedva, and Daniel Ben Miriam, and Lehatzlachat Mishpachat Yakubov. So, I just wanted to share with you, also from the Sefer HaLekach VeHalibuv, something nice for this week. On the Pasuk Vaik, who is the, that's Rabbi Avraham Shor from Brooklyn. Rabbi Avraham Shor. K'tiv Vaikra El Moshe, the Baal HaTurim writes on Vaikra El Moshe that it's Rashi Tevot Imo. Vaikra El Moshe, Vav Aleph Mem, Imo, his mother. What does this mean? What's the remez over here? What does the Baal HaTurim want? It's a good question, no? It says in the Midrash Bereshit Rabba, Amar Rabbi Ada, Baal Pikdonot Ani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am a person of deposits. I'm in charge of deposits. Amalek Yifkid Etzli Chavilot Shel Kotzim. והחזיר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא חבילות של חוצים. שנאמר, פקעתי את אשר עשה עמלק לישראל. עמלק, his deposit, his contribution, is חבילות של קוצים, is bundles of thorns. And that's the pasuk, פקעתי, פיקדון, את אשר עשה עמלק לישראל. What עמלק did to Israel. In the Torah, it says, Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek. In the Haftarah that we read yesterday, in the Navi, Pakati. Pakot Pakati. This is also Lashon Zikaron. I remember what Amalek did to Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to remember the things that He doesn't forget. He doesn't forget anything. But there are certain things that we are told, that are uppermost, kivyachol, in the mind of Hashem. And Hashem shares that with us, and He tells us, you want to be like Me? Keep uppermost in your mind that which I think of all the time. For example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks of Am Yisrael all the time. We should think of Am Yisrael. We should share in their happiness, in their joy, and we should share the feelings of Tzar as well. Why? Because Imo Anochi Betzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks about Am Yisrael, each and every Jew, all the time. All the time. So when Hashem says Zachor, it's because He is Zocher. When He says Pakati, then we have to be Poked as well. But that's for a different time. Sarah, Ifkida Etzli Mitzvot Umaasim Tovim. Sarah Imenu, however, on the other hand, you hear this midrash? It's putting Amalek on one side and Sarah on the other. Sarah, on the other hand, she deposited by Me mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her back also mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim. Shene'emar, v'Hashem pakad et Sarah kasher amar. So the word pakad is used by Amalek because he made the wrong pikdonot. Sarah Imenu, the word pakad is used by her. She made the right pikdonot, deposits. Hanetziv beharchev davar, at the end of Parashat Bishalach, the Netziv asks, Lama dafka Sarah Imenu hu hakoach neged Amalek? We see from this midrash that the opposing power to Amalek, somehow, for some reason, is Sarah Imenu. Sounds random, it's out of the blue. Why dafka Sarah Imenu? V'chilo ayu sh'ar tzadikim ima'asim tovim? Don't we have other tzadikim that also made pikdonot of mitzvot and ma'asim tovim? Why are Chazal pointing out Sarah Imenu as the antidote, as the one who is going to be able to help us out here when it comes to defeating Amalek? So let's see. It has to do with that. So we're going to mention that. Has to do with that as well. Chazak u Baruch. יפה מאוד. So you're well prepared. I'm glad to hear you're well prepared to hear some of the things here, because we're going to hear something very nice. And immediately he gets to this one. באמת מצינו עוד מקור שזכותה של שרה אימנו עמדה נגד עמלק. We find another source in the Midrash of Chazal that it's the zechut of Sarah Imenu that stands against Amalek. And you all know this story. Rabbi Akiva haya yoshevet doresh ve'atzibur mitnamnem. I don't know how it's possible, but Rabbi Akiva was doresh and some people were dozing off. Bikesh le'oreran. So he wanted to think of a tactic how to wake them up. You see, even Rabbi Akiva, he's not going to stand there and say, Rabotai, nu, maze, I'm Rabbi Akiva. How are you falling asleep on me? No, he had to devise a plan with Darkei Noam how to wake up. He understood Jewish people are tired. They work hard. They come Friday night after 6 days of working hard. What do you expect from them? Of course they're going to be falling asleep on you. On who else? Of course. So you have to understand. You have to be danikav zechut. So that's why, bikesh le'oreran. He's thinking to himself, what should I say to catch their attention? They call it today a hook. That how a darshan has to start with a hook. You know, the speaker has to get the attention of everyone. The first thing he says should be something that startles, and they're paying attention. It's called a hook. Ve'atzibur mitnamnem bikesh le'oreran. Amar, ma ra'ata Esther, shetimloch al sheva ve'esrim u'mea medina. What is Esther? Where did she get this koach to be the queen and to be Moshel over 127 states or countries? Ela tavo Esther shehaita bat bita shel Sarah shehaita kuf kav zayin v'timloch al kuf kav zayin medinot. Esther, she comes from Sarah Imenu. Sarah Imenu lived for 127 years, so Esther can reign over 127 countries. So we have to explain lama dafka Sarah Imenu hu akoach neged Amalek rabotai. Why dafka Sarah Imenu? So I want to say a nice Dvar Torah here that I saw, and I think we can appreciate our wives a little bit better after hearing this. Ktiv, it says in the pasuk. ולבני הפילגשים אשר לאברהם נתן אברהם מתנות וישלחם מעל יצחק בנו בעודנו חי קדמה אל ארץ קדם. ולבני הפילגשים, to the children of the פילגשים, אברהם gave them מתנות, and he sent them away from יצחק קדמה אל ארץ קדם, as far as possible. Go to the east. He sent them far east. Rashi says, איזה מתנות? What gifts? Katav Shem Tum Amasar Lahem. Avraham Avinu gave over Shem Tum'a, a name that has to do with Koach HaTum'a. He taught. That was the matana that he gave to the Bnei Apilakshim, and he sent them off. I would like a different time to talk about that, what I heard, important, a nice, good pirush on that. But for now, we're going to take Rashi Kipshuto. Shem Tum'a Masar Lahem. So he brings down from Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner, Alav Shalom, who spoke once in a Simchat Bet HaShoeva, She'amad al ze. He asked, Halo Avraham Avinu pirsem malchut shamayim b'chol ha'olam. Avraham Avinu was all about spreading the name of Hashem in the world. Wherever he went, what does it say in the Torah? Vayikra sham b'shem Hashem. Wherever he went, he spoke about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedichtiv et ha'nefesh asher asu b'charan, like we know, את הנפש אשר עשו בחרן, אברהם אבינו created lives. He changed lives wherever he went. He made people believers in the one Hashem. למה ריחק את בני קטורה? So why did he push away the children of Keturah and also נתן להם שם טומאה? He gives them a name of טומאה? That's even more of a מרחק. So what's going on here? How do we understand that? So he says, "Bezichroni shebi'er az." I remember that Rav Hutner explained something amazing, and it doesn't come off immediately from the pages of the Gemara. So that's why it's important to hear this. Ki yesh brit avot ubrit imahot. There are two britot. There are two pacts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us. One is called brit avot, And that the Gemara talks about in Masechet Shabbat, in the Nuns, I think it's Nunhe, Nunvav, the Gemara talks about Brit Avot, Zechut Avot, and Berit Avot. V'zacharti lahem Berit Rishonim. Berit Rishonim is the covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that stands with us forever. That's our guarantee. That's our security. But there's also Brit Imahot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Brit with Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Velea as well. V'yesh lekol echad avoda meyuchedet. And corresponding to each Brit, there is a specific avodah, something that we need to work on in order to achieve or to maintain the Brit Avot and the Brit Imahot. Koach ha'avot ha'kedoshim hu be'aseh tov. So Rav Huttner explained that the koach ha'avot ha'kedoshim was more in the realm of aseh tov, of doing good deeds. Ha'mesorah shel ha'avot midor ledor, the tradition that is handed from father to son throughout the generations. Koach ha'avot limsor yerusha lifnehem achareihem. That's what the father, that's his job, to give, to transmit the traditions over to his children, to the next generation. Mesorah shel Torah v'derech avodat Hashem. Right? The way of Torah and service of Hashem. Ha'imahot, the mothers, yesh lahem ha'avodah shel sur mera. They are in charge of the realm of sur mera, of avoiding what is bad, of turning away from bad behavior. Sur mera. Lir'ot u'le'avchin ben ra letov. To be able to discern between what's good and what's not. Ve'lishmor et chomat ha'bayit she'yishaer b'kedushato. And to protect the walls of the home, that it will stay with its kedusha, stay holy. Ve'lo yavou zarim ve'ashpa'ot zarim letoch ha'bayit. So that no external negative influences should infiltrate into the home. That's the job of the mother. Influences that come into the house, usually it's with the past that is shown to the mother. If she allows it, it goes in. If she doesn't allow it, it doesn't go in. That's usually the way it is in the nature of things. The father is the one who's the aseh tov. Aseh tov here means the proactive transmission of the teachings of the previous generation to give it over. The mother is making sure that the walls, that the confines of the home is well protected. Kasher amar Avraham Avinu et ha'esped al Sara imenu, ve'amar kol ha'perek shel eshet chayil, as Chazal tell us in the Midrash, that perek in Mishle, the end of Mishle, which is eshet chayil that Shlomo HaMelech wrote, it was really an echo of the eulogy that Avraham Avinu said for Sara imenu. And there in eshet chayil it says, Dareshat Semer Ufishtim. Dareshat Semer Ufishtim literally means she requested wool and flax to make clothing. Daresha is also Lashon Doresh, to expound, to make a drasha. Dareshat Semer Ufishtim, how does that refer to Sarah? Ben Yitzchak Li Ishmael. She made the difference between Semer Ufishtim, between Yitzchak and Ishmael, and she realized this is going to be Sha'atnez over here. This is going to be a mixture that is not healthy. So Daresha, she made a drasha of Tzemer Ufishtim between Yitzchak and Ishmael, She'amra, the Midrash says, Garesh ha'ama azot ve'et bena. She's the one who told Avraham Avinu, chase out the ama, chase out Hagar and her son Ishmael. He evina ki Ishmael im Yitzchak ze kmo kil'ayim. She understood this is not a good mixture, and that's what it means. Daresha tzemer ufishtim. Hare shesara imenu haitazu shehevina hasakana shel Ishmael v'richaka oto. She's the one who had the deeper foresight about Ishmael. You remember Avraham Avinu really vayera be'enei Avraham alodot beno. What do you mean to kick him out? This is our son. What are you doing? Vayera, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to convene. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and he said, כל אשר תאמר אליך שרה שמע בקולה כי ביצחק יקרא לך שר. Everything that Sarah tells you, you listen to her. She knows what she's talking about. You know, there's a Gemara in Masechet Vamitzia that says, Isha, Ene ha-tzara tzara ba-orchim. It says in the Gemara Vamitzia, I think it's the seventh perek, where that it says that a woman, she's very stingy when it comes to guests. That's how loosely translated this statement is. Isha, Ene ha-tzara ba-orchim. And you know who we learned that from in the Gemara, by the way? From Sarah. Exactly. He said Solet, she said Kemach. That's one of the Pirushim there in the Gemara. It's not so Pashut, but he said Solet, she said Kemach. Solet is fine flour. Kemach is, you know, Pashut. Oh, Mikan she'enei atzara be'orchim. So everybody is up in arms. Oh my goodness, what are you saying? It's not nice. Right? First, to say what's true, it's true. It's true. You know, many times, the husband, you know, he feels large. He comes from Bet Knesset. Oh, look who I have today. They really needed to come. And she's a little bit, you know, what you had to tell me first. You know, we like to prepare. We like to anticipate. It's not right. By the way, it's not a good idea to do that. There are very, very special people out there on this planet that can do that, okay? But it doesn't mean every Sipurei Moftim that we hear, we have to go around and try at home also. We have to be careful. It's not Derech Eretz. It's not a good way to just ambush our wives with guests, you know? Because we're putting them on the spot, you know? It's uncomfortable, it's awkward, and it's not always easy. So we should understand that. Always to notify before. And if not, you don't do it. That's all. But what's this idea of Enei Atzara Be'orchim? Does it really mean she's stingy? What do you mean? She's the one who makes everything. She's the one who takes care of everything. That's not the pshat. Oh, so the idea is that the eye of the Isha is much more detecting. She's able to detect, Akrega, should I allow him into my house or should not allow him? There is an instinctive, natural tendency, a defense system, defense mechanism of the woman of the house to protect the house. To protect the house. Yeah, yeah. Remind me again, how?
Between Esav and Yaakov.
Oh, yeah, of course. she was able to tell the difference. She saw in Yishmael, Vatere Sarah et Yishmael. She saw Yishmael was Metzachek with Yitzchak. He was fooling around with Yitzchak. So Avram saw it. Okay, he's a little boy. What's the problem? She saw Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, Shefichut Damim. She saw this is not going in the good path. Sofiyah Halichot Beta. She's able to see Halichot Beta. The eye. Enei HaTzara, Tzara doesn't mean just stingy. In English, poor language, you say stingy. Tzara really means narrow. Tzara means she's narrow-minded or narrow-sighted, but she's laser-focused. She realized this person, she's able to sniff out, this is not healthy for the home. Many times, usually, we should rely on that very powerful instinct. So, Daresha Tzemer Ufishti, Kizehu Avodat HaImahot Lishmor Al HaBayit Me'ashpaot Zarot. That's the avodah of the imahot, to guard the house from hashpaot zarot, from foreign influences. So says Rav Hutner, kasher haya le'Avram Avinu b'nei Ketura, when Avram Avinu had the children of Ketura, shehaya az matzav shel avot beli imahot. Hare, when did he marry Ketura? After Sarah Imenu passed away. So when he had children from Ketura, it was a matzav of avot without imahot. He was the only one now. כי כבר הייתה לאחר פטירת שרה אימנו. So לא היה לאברהם עצה רק לשלחם מעל יצחק בנו. He had no other choice but to send them away from יצחק. וריחקם בתכלית הריחוק שלא ידעו כלל מקדושה ולא יהיה להם נגיעה לזה, כך לא יוכלו להזיק ליצחק ובניו בהשפעות זרות. You see, Sarah was not around anymore. If Sarah was around, she would be able to tell, okay, this one, watch yourself from him. This one, or he's fine, he's okay. But she's not around. I can't take any chances. Who knows if they stick around, what kind of ideas they're going to come up with? What kind of influences they're going to have on Yitzchak? Yitzchak has to be Olat Temima. He has to be perfect. He has to be pure. He has to be not affected by any kind of influence that comes from any outside power. So therefore, he gave them the Shem Tum'ah. Why the Shem Tum'ah? Because if you're going to teach them the Kedusha, many times they're going to come up with their ideas of Kedusha. And that's very dangerous. He sent them away. He made sure they have no Shayachut whatsoever to Kedusha. And that's how he took care of that. Yes. It could very well be. And from there they have, exactly, yeah. It could very well be. That's what they say. That's what they say.
But around how old was Yitzhak at that point?
It was after the Akedah. And so he was at least, 37, I would say 40, you know.
At that age, you have to be careful.
Amazing, right? I mean...
To promulgate Hashem in the world, right?
I would need a separate time to talk more about that. There's a lot to say. In fact, although there is Avodah Zarah, but their effect today is gone. And it's not any more powerful, has no meaning today. It doesn't do anything, really. But the point is, the richuk, the point was away. Just away from main civilization where the Jewish nation is going to be. And that really stayed until today. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. So there is a bracha in that. And there was also a lot of chokhmah in what he taught them as well. But we'll leave it for now. It's a good question what you ask. We'll leave it for now. I want to focus more to finish this point of Avodat HaImahot. I think this is very fascinating. Avodat HaEm beYisrael hi hakamat haBayit. The Avodah of a mother beYisrael is to raise a home. Isha Avodata Yir'ah. Her service is Yir'at Shamayim. I'm telling you, usually whenever you look around, when you see someone with Yirat Shamayim, you can point to his mother. More times than not. It's not the father. More times than not, you see true Yirat Shamayim, you see good tefillah, he prays nicely, he has Yirat Shamayim, it comes from the mother. More times than not. Kedichtiv Isha Yirat Hashem Hiti Talal. As it says in the Miyaldot also, in Mitzrayim, Vatirena hamyaledot et ha'elokim, velo asu. Vatirena hamyaledot. They feared Hashem. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them as a reward? Vaya'as lahem batim. He made for them batim. So for Yir'at Shamayim, Vatirena, what's the midah keneged midah? Batim, a home. U'besefer Midrash Moshe mevi b'shem Rabbi David Mikotsk, that's the son of the Kotzke Rebbe. Ki yir'ahu bayit. Says, what's the midah keneged midah? Because yir'ah, fear, yir'at shamayim, that's a storage house. That's a house. House means protection. Yir'at shamayim is a protector. You know, there are two ways that we serve Hashem. Yir'ah and ahava. The one that is risky is ahava. It's risky. The one that is more powerful and has a tremendous, and goes deeper, is ahava as well, but it's also risky. If a person only goes with ahava, from time to time, he may stumble. You need the protection of yir'ah. Yir'ah comes in when a person doesn't feel like it. He doesn't feel the ahava. So now if you don't feel the ahava, now what? Now it's going to be, yir'ah comes and says, listen, you understand it, you don't understand it. You feel it, you don't feel it, you can't do it. You're not allowed to. Yir'ah. Yir'ah is a choma. Ahava is poretz geder, you know. Ahava comes from the midah, from the sefirah of chesed. Chesed doesn't know bounds. Chesed is giving, 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 giving. You need gvura, that's yir'ah, to contain it. Hey, or giving, aval atkan. So yir'ah is very important as a protecting, as a shield, that's called bayit. Bayit has walls. There is a limit. There is inside and there is outside. So that's why yir'ah is bayit. As the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat says, Machriz Rabbi Yanai, Chaval al delet ledarta
V'tar'a ledarta avid. Rabbi Yana used to say, woe to a person that doesn't have a darta. Darta is dira, is a house. V'tar'a ledarta avid. Tar'a is sha'ar. And he makes a door for his... Imagine a person makes a door, but he doesn't have a house. What's the door for? Chaval. So he's Rabbi Yana, what he was alluding to is, Yir'at Hashem hi otzaro. Yir'at Hashem is the otzar. That's the home. That's what creates a home. Everything else, even the limud Torah and the mitzvot, is the shar. So imagine you create a shar, aval shar le'efo. But where are you going into? There's no bounds. You have to have Yir'at Shamayim. You have to work on Yir'at Hashem hi otzaro. That's the Musar of Rabbi Yana in the Gemara Shabbat. V'ha-havana bazeh, ki ha-adam sheyesh lo yir'ah hu mugdar b'mechitzot, ki ha-yir'ah hu geder misaviv la-adam, as I just explained. V'lachen ka'asher ha-myaledot hayu lahem yir'ah, after the myaledot showed that they had yir'at shamayim, hare mida keneged mida nitan lahem batim. Ha-isha she'akeret ha-bayit, the Isha who is the main stronghold of the house, he midat ha-yir'ah. She is the one that brings yir'ah. We wouldn't say this on our own, because in fact we would actually say the opposite, that it's the father who brings yir'ah, and it's the mother who brings ahava. But in the omek ha-inyan, it's not true, it's the opposite. It's not true. The mother is the one that, well, she's the protector. You want to, my son? Be careful. She's protective over her son. She's protective over her children. She's protective over her home. What comes in? What doesn't come in? She's much more, not like the father who's lax. No, it's okay. It's that. Even with all his temper from time to time. One does not contradict the other. Yes. אז רואים את העניין שחזק כבר שיראת שמיים זה עניין של גבולים האישה שיקרת הבית עבודתה היא מידת העירה כדי שהבית יהיה מוגדר במחיצות שרוח הבית יהיה רוח של טהרה to make sure that what's the spirit inside the home a spirit of טהרה now listen remember we started off ויקרא אל משה ראשי תיבות אימו. איתה במדרש הצזן תנחומה, מפני מה הם מתחילים התינוקות של בית רבן ללמוד בספר ויקרא. Why is it? It used to be an old minhag that the first חומש that the children would learn would be ויקרא. אולי התימנים עדיין נושאים את זה? I don't know. תורת כהנים. ויקרא is called תורת כהנים. חזק וברוך. So they do it symbolically, that's true. Today they still symbolically do it. Maybe they start with a few psukim. But it used to be mamash kacha, they would begin with vayikra. You imagine that? אז מפני מה הם מתחילים התינוקות של בית רבן ללמוד בספר ויקרא, אלא מפני שכל הקורבנות כתובים בו. Since all the קורבנות, the הלכות of the קורבן, are in Sefer Vayikra, ומפני שהם תהורים עד עכשיו, ואינם יודעים מהו טעם חטא ועוון, since the children are tahor, they're pure, and they don't have the taste of sin, לפיכך אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, הקדוש ברוך הוא said, שיהיו מתחילים תחילה בסדר הקורבנות, let the children begin with סדר הקורבנות, יבואו תהורים ויתעסקו במעשה תהורים. Let those who are pure come and deal with the Torah which is pure, the Torah of purity, which is Sefer Vayikra. Mi hu agorem letahara shel tinokot shel Bet Rabban? Who are the ones that bring about, that cause the tahara, the purity of tinokot shel Bet Rabban? Are ze koach ha'em, shehi ma'amida ruach ha'bayit. It's the mother that upholds the ruach of the house. How many times you have cases where fathers come and they say, I'm struggling, I'm fighting so hard. I want my children to be, you know, it could work the opposite. If she doesn't want, let's say, Chas v'shalom, the mother is not so religious and she doesn't want, it's very hard. As much as the father tries to inculcate into the children, it just doesn't go and he doesn't get it. He says to himself, how does this happen that they're not listening to me? When it comes to tahara, when it comes to the ruach of the home, don't work on them. You have to work in tandem with the Isha. That's the way it happens. That's the way it works. That's the only way. הרי זה כוח ההם שהיא מעמידה רוח הבית, היא עקרת הבית שרואה שאוויר הבית תהיה ברוח טהרה. וממילא מרמז הבעל הטורים ויקרא אל משה, יבואו טהורים, ראשי תיבות אמו, הטהרה ומכוח האם. So the first three words of ספר ויקרא, ויקרא אל משה, it's the mother. אמו. The mother is the one that brings the טהרה. כתיב, יראת השם טהורה עומדת לעד. Yira hi davar ha'omedet lad. Like I told you before, what really lasts is Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim is something that could be sustained, that could help a person to continue even in times where he doesn't have such a feeling. Like Chazal say in Masechet Shabbat, in that Gemara, I'm almost finished, a few more minutes. Dimu Yirat Shamayim lekav chumtin shema'amid achitin shelo yirakevu. The Gemara compares Yirat Shamayim to a certain spice that is put into the wheat that preserves it, a preservative that will make sure that it lasts. The Gemara says that's the comparison of Yirat Shamayim. All the Torah that we learn, all the mitzvot that we do, we have to always make sure that there is a kav chumtin of Yirat Shamayim. Kemochen ha-yir'ah u-davar ha-omedet la'ad, and Yir'ah brings tahara. Ve'azechut shel ha-yir'ah she-omedet la'ad. So he's building up towards an idea over here, Rabotai. Not only Yirat Shamayim lasts, but the Zechut of Yirah lasts. So we just explained that the Zechut of the Imahot, the Avodah of the Imahot, is Yirah. Remember I told you there's two Britot. There's Brit Avot, and there's Brit Imahot. So he's going to say a mind-boggling Chidush, Rabotai. B'Sfat Emet Mechadesh. The Sfat Emet says, She'af she'yesh man de'amar d'zechut Avot Tama, even though there is an opinion in the Gemara that says that the zechut of the avot came to an end, aval zechut imahot lo tama. But the zechut of the mothers did not finish. You ever went to Kever Rachel? I'm sure many of you went to Kever Rachel more than once. There's a very special feeling by Kever Rachel. You don't feel it, the same feeling that you feel in other mekomot hakdoshim, by the kotel. I'm saying about myself, I don't know. When I went to Kever Rachel, I felt something different. I didn't feel by the Kotel or Me'arat HaMachpelah. You know, there's something else, like going to your mother, to talk to your mother. There's this feeling of every Jew when he walks into there, Shuba Le'ima, that he's coming into his mother. It's unbelievable. There's a very special feeling there. Mamash Kacha. There's a feeling of, here, things will be okay. She's going to hear me, and she's going to somehow say something good for me. It's really a special feeling. It's something that is b'muchashiyut ad hayom hazeh mamash. Ad hayom hazeh. Zechut imahot lo tama. Umevi sham divrei harav ba'alatanya belikutei Torah. So the Sfat Emet brings from the Balatanya in Likutei Torah and Shir HaShirim al pasuk medaleg al heharim mekapetz al hagevaot in Shir HaShirim. Medaleg al heharim, he skips over the mountains. Mekapetz, he jumps over the hills. Kiputz hu yoter midilug. The Balatanya says, lekapetz is a stronger jump, it's a further jump than dilug, than skipping. Dehu bebet raglaim. Lekapetz is with 2 feet. You jump with 2 feet. Ledaleg, how do you skip? You know, with one foot to the other. V'hared darshu razal. So we know in the Midrash it says, Gevaot elu ha'imahot. The Gevaot, the hills, are corresponding to the Imahot HaKdoshot. Dekoach ha'imahot hu le'olam. Because the zechut of the berit of the Imahot is forever and ever. Medaleg al heharim. But that's only with 1 foot. Aval mekapetz al ha-gevaot. When it comes to the zechut of the gevaot of the imahot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumps even further, kivyachol, for Am Yisrael. ולפי הדברים שביארנו, יש לנו עוד הבנה בדברי השפת אמת, כי האימהות הם מידת יראה. Their avodah is the midah of yirat shamayim. ויש לעבודתם זכות יראת השם עומדת לעד. לכן זכות אימהות לא תמה. And therefore we end off with the following. Amalek רצה לתמה את בני ישראל. The main focus of Amalek was, we said yesterday, Yeush. There's no bigger tum'ah than that. Letamet Am Yisrael. He wanted to defile Am Yisrael. Chazal darshu asher karecha baderech. Karecha is lashon keri, is lashon tum'ah. Ratza lehaavir ruach ha-tahara mibnei Yisrael. He wanted to remove that spirit of purity from the homes of Am Yisrael. So what is the only way to combat Amalek? Amalek wants to infiltrate into our home. And he wants to bring in tum'ah. What's the way to be megaresh et ha'ama hazot ve'et bena? Ha'koach neged amalek u'koach shel ha'imahot, kocha shel Sara imenu, shehidarsha tzemer u'fishtim, ve'emida et ha'tahara ve'irat Hashem teora, u'zechut zo omedet la'ad. Rabotai, this was a very important breakfast this morning. Very important. So that we go home and we do all that we can to give kavod, and to give ahava, and to give everything that we can to our wives and to our mothers, so that we can make sure we can preserve the ruach ha-tahara as much as possible in our homes. That's the way. You want to get to your child? It has to go through her. It goes through her. Once it comes from her, it's going to happen. It's guaranteed. It's going to happen. ועומדת נגד עמלק שרוצה לקרר את בני ישראל מיראתם כדכתיב ולא ירא אלוקים ולא ירא אלוקים. What did Amalek, what did he want? Velo yare, the opposite of yira. Saraimenu, the imahot, the avodata imahot, is all about yira. It's all about fashioning and making the house and making sure that it is protected from anything that comes, which is the opposite of yirat shamayim. Therefore, koach saraimenu, hu koach neged Amalek. Maybe it wasn't so barur. If you connect all the dots, there are a lot of inyanim over here to think about and to understand deeply. Scheiße, sagt er.